Zogt der gemischte weite im sech der seite perigal of mishna zayen we mida shada moide ba moide din lai. What's a mida? A mida is a measure. Wait a second, when it says I have good midas, that means I have good measurements? Yes, it does. Because the way you act is a measurement on a lot of things. If you act the way a Ben Torah is supposed to act, people measure that and say, ah, that's what a Ben Torah is supposed to do. That's a Kiddush Hashem. Maybe a reflection on your parents. If you open up the door and hold it open behind you for someone who's walking in, that measures who you are. It measures how you were raised. Sure, midos are measurement. But our Mishnah is saying something else. Our Mishnah is basically discussing the aside of mida keneged mida. And our Mishnah is saying, the mida, with the measurement, sh'adam moideid, that a person measures his own actions, because whatever we do measure our actions. Is it worth it or is not worth it? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Now, sometimes we make the wrong decisions. We take the wrong measurements, but we measure it. But however you're going to measure what you do or what you shouldn't do, ba'am moideid in lai, that's how they're going to measure you, min ha'shamayim. Take the Saita, for example. He kista satzmali aveira. She made herself look nice for the purpose of aveira. Hamokim nivla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made her look ugly, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. He gilsa satzmali aveira. She exposed herself for the purpose of the aveira. The chet of the Saita began. The Batanura explained. She said, al proshas derachim. You know, main highway, crossroads. Instead of sitting in a mokim tsnua. So therefore the punishment is hamakim gila alel. The Torah Kedosh is going to make her stand in a public place by the Shah Nikner, where she's going to be disgraced. Now, I want you to understand, it's not revenge. It's very simple. The person needs a tikkun on his aveira. The person has to be cleansed from the aveira. So depending on how deep the aveira is, that's how the cleansing goes. I'll give you a mashal. If you got a little dust in your hair, your pay is okay, so it has to be dusted off. But if it's caked with mud, then it has to be brushed out. Sometimes that hurts. If you got chewing gum in your hair, it gets very complicated. The Rabbanu Shem is going to clean us one way or another, but depending on the Aveira, that's how we have to be clean. By Yorech, Hischila B'Aveira Tchila, she starts to sin the Aveira with her thigh, the Acha Kacha Beten, and then the stomach. Lefikach Tilka HaYorech, therefore the Yorech gets punished first for Acha Kacha Beten. In the klal of the kain, he says first that her thigh will fall apart, and then her stomach bloats. V'shakal aguf lepalat, and the rest of her guf. Although we don't see so befeirish in the pasuk, doesn't escape punishment either. In other words, the Mishnah is introducing us to the klal of mida keneged mida. Says the Sefer Chasidim, why do we have to know this? Because if you see that your friend is punished mida keneged mida, you'll think into your own mitzvahs and aveirah. Also, says the Nefesh HaChayim, if we know that aveiras are mida keneged mida, it's easier to try to figure out, to do tshuva. What should I do tshuva on?